here are this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week. Hometown Heroes of the Week.
It's Eric Hansen in Abingdon, Illinois, with the Abingdon Avon Tornadoes basketball team, the girls' basketball team, who are Hometown Heroes of the Week. Excellent. Let's meet the A-Town Tornadoes girls' basketball team.
Brent Dugan, coach.
Sydney Emmerich, freshman forward.
Emma Curry, senior forward.
Ashley Jones, sophomore forward.
Mackenzie James, sophomore forward.
Delaney Gale, senior guard.
Lakin Robinson, senior guard.
Emma Ginther, junior guard.
Erin Marr, freshman guard.
Kate Roman, freshman center.
Brooklyn Pieper, freshman center.
Bailey Dickerson, sophomore guard.
Nadine Marr, assistant coach.
Family on three.
One, two, three, family!
It's Eric Hansen in Abingdon, Illinois, with this week's Hometown Heroes of the Week, the A-Town Tornadoes girls basketball team, and second-year coach Brent Dugan. And Brent, decent start. Tough one last night, I heard.
Yeah, we had a tough week this week. We played Lewiston and Illini West, and they're probably two of the better teams in the area. But besides that, we've had a nice start to the season, and we'll be getting kicked off next week with the Abingdon Knoxville crossover. So they'll be playing, I think, 5 games in 8 days.
Where is basketball your love, coaching-wise?
I would say yes. I mean, and then when baseball season happens, then baseball is my love. So I would say, you know, both of those. And then I also do football, volunteer football. So football season, then it's my love there as well. But, yeah, I definitely back in the day liked basketball probably better than any sport, even though I was probably better at baseball.
So where are you from, Brent?
I'm from Knoxville originally.
Yeah. And who's that one coach that maybe always stays with you that you kind of use on the court today?
Well, you know, I think I had a bunch of coaches that I can kind of chalk up to one thing or another that they taught me, and I took away from what they gave me or taught me, and then I'm using it now. So I'd say Coach Whiteman, the Coach Sandholm, the Coach Sanders, the Coach Glasgow's of the world that I had throughout my playing career, not only in high school but also in college. I've taken bits and pieces of what they gave me and taught me and put it into this program.
Yeah. Did you have expectations this year for this crew? Tell me about this year's basketball team.
Well, you know, we've had a nice summer of leadership and so forth. We had a couple girls that, well, one moved away that was our scoring leader last year and actually had a rebounding leader. She went to Quincy, Illinois. And then we had another couple that didn't go out. So we kind of, I had some question marks, but those question marks are getting answered day by day. And this group's putting in their work. And I look to see it paying off here real soon.
So she went to be a Blue Devil.
Yes, Blue Devil.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I, it's one of those things. I didn't really want to see her leave.
Sure.
But obviously with her leaving, and it opened the door for opportunities for others in this program. And like I said, they're taking steps forward.
Yeah. You said you got a tournament coming up. What do you, were you, did you have big hopes at the beginning of the season? Did you think playoffs, this is the team? Or
yeah, you know, you always think that. I mean, I don't game plan to lose. I game plan to win. Yeah. So, and the girls know that about me. And I, you know, I hope they take on that same mentality. We're not taking steps into a game thinking we're going to lose. Obviously, we're taking steps into not only proving ourselves but each and every day, but also trying to win each and every game. And tournaments that come about, we're trying to win those as well.
When you're strolling the sidelines and behind you, the crowd cheering, is it the support always there, home and away?
Oh, absolutely. I think we do have a great following. Actually, we went to Illini West, and Carthage is, you know, probably about an hour away from here, a little bit over. So we had a nice following last night, and we've had some nice followings throughout this season.
Yeah. Well, we've got T-shirts for the girls and a plaque, and I tell the coaches every time I come, we could be back with a $1,000 check and a big old trophy, so good luck the rest of the way. The votes came in like mad from A-Town, and they always do.
And that's great. We like the fan support, and we also like the support with 95.
Yeah. Thanks, Brent. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.